Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Teas and more teas. Teas for many ailments from traditional plants supporting your body's health. We can start off our program with our well-known sage, used in many ceremonies and cleansing for positive lifestyle and energy, gifts from our Mother Earth, blessings that we should cherish and pass down to our next generations. We'll chat on many teas and thoughts of the many choices we have to balance our system with natural plants from our ancestors and relations from other areas of our land. Sage tea. Sage is thought to be a digestive aid and appetite stimulant. You can use it to reduce gas in the intestines or to relieve abdominal cramps and bloating. I know I hate bloating and cramps, whatever the reason may be. The properties that help dry up milk also make it useful for treating diarrhea, colds, and excessive perspiration. Sage has always had a value for menopausal hot flashes and the heavy sweating. Sage can also be recommended as a hair rinse for dandruff, oily hair, or infections of the scalp. The herb says to restore color to the gray or white hair, and honestly, I interact with many traditional plants and my hair is pretty dark with a few grays. Now, is this the work of the plants and oils or my genetics? Maybe a little of both. And living a healthy lifestyle. Importantly, sage kills bacteria, making it useful for many, many bacterial infections. Here's a tea that we can use at some point. Be your back was hurt back in the day, or you have recently pulled your muscles, strained your tendons or ligaments, this tea will help assist in your relaxation. Get your pencil and paper and keep it out for the rest of the program. Okay, here's our tea for back pain. 1 teaspoon of valerian root and 2 teaspoons of willow bark to 2 cups of water. This tea will last in the fridge and you can let it sit and take it again the next day. How about your breasts? Fibrocystic breast. And I've had issues with these, and it comes to find out that a lot of caffeine could cause this, and a lot of extra pops and bad dietary issues, along with for women when we wear our bras kind of 24/7 sometimes, and that also limits your breasts from moving and creating a energy to get rid of anything toxic that happens to be hanging in there. So now, along with that movement and freedom and getting our exercise, here's a tea that we can use for our fibrocystic breasts. 1 part yellow dock, 3 parts dandelion root, 2 parts burdock, 1 part ginger, 2 parts purple clover, and 1 part licorice root. You can use 5 tablespoons of herb mixture per quart of water. Add 2 water and simmer for 20 minutes. After simmering, allow to cool with the lid on tight for another 20 minutes. You can drink 3 or 4 cups per day. Here's a tea for uplifting your spirits. At times we get down with life and need a little extra boost in our system for energy, relaxation, alertness, brain stimulation. Here's a great tea for lifting those spirits. We're going to do 2 parts raspberry leaf, 2 parts nettle leaf, 4 parts peppermint, 1 part squaw vine, and 1/4 part ginger root. And again, we want to simmer 5 tablespoons in a quart of water. Simmer for 20 minutes and then drink throughout the day. Remember, if you don't care for the taste, you can add honey or maybe some lemon. Let's see. How about a tea for iron deficiency or anemia? Let us use 1 part yellow dock, 1 part nettle leaf, and 1 part raspberry leaf. You brew this with 2 tablespoons of mixture with a cup of water, allowing to steep overnight and taking by tablespoons every hour throughout the day. 1 tablespoon. This is a tea for those who are subscribed to iron pills, but always talk with your doctor and your professional herbal consultant when making any changes to your diet or supplements. All things, when taken in overabundance, can cause ill effects. So everything in moderation. Let's see. Let's find another great tea remedy. We all have this issue at times. Constipation. Reek. We could all use a great idea for this. Are you ready? Blueberries. An entire bucket of blueberries. I am kidding. That would be insane and very tasty. But definitely would not help with any problems and cause them. So, okay. This is a remedy for an extreme case with caution. As all teas, you are looking to affect the systems of your healthy living. 1 part slippery elm, 1 part flaxseed, 4 parts fennel seed, 2 parts licorice root, 1/8 part cinnamon bark, and 1/4 part cayenne pepper. You mix 2 teaspoons with 2 cups of water, and you bring it to a slow simmer. Simmer for 10 minutes. You remove from heat and let it sit for another 20 minutes with the lid on, very tight. Drink 1 cup in the a.m. and 1 in the p.m. And this will help you with your diarrhea. Eat a diet rich in fiber and drink plenty of water. That's our time today. Our last thoughts on our remedies from Mother Nature. Remember, with all these teas, you can harvest yourself, grow yourself in your backyard, order your herbs from a reliable source, or have an indoor fresh herbal location near a sunny window. Enjoy your traditional plants. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants. We give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts of knowledge that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continue to enrich our lives with vital medicinal plants and food, our inner healing and nature's medicine boost the body's system naturally to work at their optimal level, empowering the body to fight off ailments, heal wounds, enjoy healthy skin, and support the body's health. Join us in this knowledge from our ancestors and start your journey to healthy living with our traditional medicinal plants. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.